I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan in Carteret, New Jersey, who I saw was hanging out with Jazz Chisholm. Did you ask him why everybody calls him Jism, Dan?
No, did not.
Funny you should though. Have. If I knew you were going there, which I didn't, I saw the aftermath on social media of you taking a picture, I would have said, you have to ask him, why do you think people call you Chaz?
Chisholm scores
Jism.
Chaz Jism. Anyway,
yeah,
what's up?
I was tempted.
Yeah, of course, man. I mean, that's an answer everybody needs to know. What's on your mind today, Dan?
A couple things. So I wasn't going to call in until tomorrow or Wednesday because I didn't think it would be a topic today, being that the Knicks advanced and we had the Subway Series. But the Dave Sims stuff was a topic during the 8 o'clock hour. But I want to share some words from the legendary, the great Eddie Scazzeri.
Okay.
Between 6:30 and 7, when I was driving home from work, Boomer mentioned Brian Cashman. He said something about this all tribute to Brian Cashman. Guys, we're talking about the Yankees. And as soon as Boomer said the words Brian Cashman, the Boomer Brian Cashman sucks drop was instantly played. So I text Eddie, how did you hit the drop that fast? Because even for Eddie, it was instant. And Eddie replied to me and said, I didn't. I'm not there today. Perhaps they found my replacement. So I texted Eddie back. I said, well, who's working the board up today? And he said, this is the praise he gave me. He said, Rami, kid has potential.
Wow. Man, I tell you, that right there might be the best compliment yet. Now, we don't want Rami's head to get too big because he's one of these Gen Z guys where all of a sudden he's going to be walking around and counting his chickens, and we don't need any of that. But that might be the best compliment yet that Dan, who has listened to Eddie's drops for many years, thought it was Eddie because it was so quick.
Yeah, and then it was so quick. And then 15 minutes after that, Boomer praised Rami by saying we're on our sixth string board op and he's doing a great job because Rami nailed like a couple other drops instantly. It was pretty spot on. So the great Eddie Scazzeri with the praise.
Wow, man. I tell you, Rami, just chill out now, right? For God's sakes.
Like, don't talk.
Just chill out. Just say thank you. I appreciate that. Don't be running around calling your friends and whatever you guys do or putting this up on TikTok or something. Like, I'm the greatest board op ever, and here's why. And do like a little video. Just chill out. You're doing a nice job, all right?
Now, regarding Dave Sims, like I said, I didn't think it would be a topic today, but I posted on X on Saturday that I've listened to plenty of WFAN Yankees radio broadcasts this season, as I do every season. And I posted on Saturday, unbeknownst that Sims was dealing with, losing his voice and whatever illness he's dealing with, that his broadcasts are a bore. I mean, his broadcasts are a bore. He's, in my opinion, he's not the guy, even though he's the guy. And nobody has a better pulse for these things than I do. I have the best ear for these things. Nobody outside of working in the sports industry was ever nominated for the Pulse of the People Award, the prestigious Pulse of the People Award, than me. I was nominated for it. So I have the pulse for these things. The best radio broadcast of a Yankees game outside of John and Susan was when Craig and Susan broadcast the Yankees game. And no one's even come close, not Justin Shackle, not Barbari. Craig's vernacular, his commentary, the energy, and I'm not kissing his butt. You know, I have no reason to kiss Craig's butt, but he was the best broadcast outside of John and Susan, and it's not even close.
Well, I don't think that Craig's going to take that job full time, even if it was offered to him. I don't believe he would do that because he's got other gigs and stuff like that, but I'm sure he's going to love to hear that. But yeah, what about BT? Did you like when BT did the analysis when he filled in for Susan?
Didn't catch that one. Never got to listen to that one.
All right, very good.
I know there was a couple callers earlier, so I'll echo what they said because they were, they had negative comments about Sims too earlier. So that's what prompted me to want to call in today. And he's just they got to do something. They got to talk to him and figure out a way for him to get his emotions up and get his energy up because he is a bore with Susan.
I mean, damn.
Penis.
Jesus. All right, Dan, you have a good day, man. All right?
Man.
Thanks, bye.
That's it. Dana Carteret needs to settle down a little bit. Man, oh, man.
I mean, he is all over Rahmi, though.
Jesus Christ.
It's not like he's always negative. I mean, he just gave Rahmi praise.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
He also gave Craig praise.
He did, and then he slammed Dave Sims. It is true. So you can't be like, oh, Dan just hates everything. He just said he had two things he liked and one thing he didn't like. I don't know. It's tough, because anytime there's a new voice after you're used to the old voice for a very long time...
We all knew it was going to take a while.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's far... I don't know if he's a bore. I mean, I know he... The one thing that he does that I guess... I'd like to hear a little bit different is, you know how when Howie calls the opponents good plays with an energy and a tone where you could tell he's not a total homer, but he still puts an emotion into it? Like, that is a skill. Like, with Dave, he's like, oh, well, then, you know, whoever they're playing, let's say... It's the, well, not the Mariners. I shouldn't use that example.
Can't use the Athletics.
Yeah, just let's play this. They're playing the Guardians, and I'll be like, oh, double in the gap.
I know.
Comes around third, score, Guardians take the lead. You know, like he does that.
Whereas, it's very disappointed.
Yeah. So, like, I don't like to hear that type of stuff. But other than that, I think he's been doing it for a long time. He's good. He used to do the Westwood One football games. I mean.
Yeah, you just got to get used to the voice. That's all.
Yeah. I mean. God, who knows? Who knew this was going to be like a hammer time on Dave Sims today?
I have no idea. I mean, like, he had a bad voice this week, so that happens.
Jesus. I mean, there's got to be people like Dave. I'm pretty sure people like him.
Yeah.
Who would be the person, by the way, that's like, oh, they got to talk, like, Dan's like, they got to talk to him about being more emotional. Like, who's that person? Like, he used to be Spitz. Is it Big Hurls now?
Dominic Schlupchak.
Do you think it's Big Hurls that goes and calls Dave and gives him tips?
I think that's who it would have to be.
Big Hurls, if you're listening, text me. Is that the whatchamacallit? You did not, what? There's no way that this guy's doing what he said he did. Or anyway, I'll get to the call in a second.
All right.
But, Big Hurls, if you're listening, text me. Are you the guy that has to reach out to Dave Sims and tell him to have more energy? Or is that an Olive thing?
Yeah, but again, you're taking one person's... You're taking one person's point of view.
If Big Hurls or somebody agreed with Dan, who would be the person to reach out to give notes? That's what I want to know. That's really what it is.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.